Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is a bright Monday morning here in New York City. And every Monday, our dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100 joins us. Garrett, love, are you there?
Yes, Rob Shooter. Hello.
Hello, my friend. Hey, we've got tons and tons of gossip today, so let's jump right into the show.
It was quite the weekend, I tell you.
Lots and lots going on. So what time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, lots of drama. Kanye is now saying Kim is, quote, still my wife. So Kanye, who has been hoping to get back together with his estranged wife, Kim Kardashian, is now responding amid the rumours, I think they're a little bit more than rumours, that Kim has moved on to date SNL star Pete Davidson. The rapper hasn't spoken out much about the impending divorce since the news broke about their split earlier this year, but that has changed now that a certain comedian called Pete Davidson has been spotted out with his, who he calls still his wife. He appeared on our podcast and he said the following, quote, "She's still my wife. Ain't no paperwork. Kim filed for divorce earlier this year." He also addressed his estranged wife's recent SNL monologue, where she expressed pride in West's career and their children, but joked she divorced him because of his personality. He went on to say SNL made her say that. And he said he's not divorced and they wanted her just to say that to get laughs. In fact, he claims he has never, ever seen any papers and they still are not divorced. He added, "This ain't no joke to me." Quote, "My kids want their parents to stay together. I want us to be together too." What do you think's going on, Garrett?
Well, first, Kanye's dating a 22-year-old, right?
Today there's a story that he is. I'll get to that in a minute. I'm not quite convinced, but yes.
There's many things to pull back the curtain on. You know, the story when Kim did SNL was Kanye is helping her out and overseeing all the jokes, and now he's saying, "Oh, nope, SNL made her say that." Well, if that was the case, why didn't you speak up when she was hosting then, Kanye? Mm-hmm. Like he's kind of playing what we call in sports Monday morning quarterback. Like you look at the things after the fact and say, "Well, this is how it is." Well, how come you didn't do it during the fact, Kanye?
Right.
You know, so it's like, I'm not the bad guy, they're the bad guy, even though I had everything to do with everything that I'm talking about right now.
My sources are telling me he's just furious about this whole Pete thing. And the Pete thing really isn't as much as we think. Yes, they saw each other several nights here in New York City. They went out to Staten Island. They went to this private club, Zero Bond. They're not together. My sources
tell me. I'm going to take you to Staten Island, Rob.
I'd love to go to Staten Island. I would love to go with you.
You and I are going to, we're going to go to Campania. Mm. I'm going to get, I can't get the roof. I'm not Pete Davidson.
It's okay. We can sit inside. Sweetheart,
we'll sit next to the window.
We'll sit by
a
window.
Table.
It'll be beautiful.
We'll have some vino and some pizza,
and then we'll both go back to our own places, which is what Kim and Pete did. They are not together. They were flirting. I had people inside Zero Bond who saw them, and they said she was giggling and laughing. She wasn't holding his hand. She wasn't sitting on his lap. She wasn't kissing him. She's intrigued by him, but they're not actually together. Now there's reports today that Kanye has found a 22-year-old model. My sources tell me that's not exactly true either. Kanye always has a lot of girls around him. Remember when we thought he was dating Irina Shayk, who used to date Bradley Cooper, has a baby with Bradley Cooper? That wasn't really quite real either. I'm told that Kanye's doing all this just because he's upset. He's jealous. He's like, if you want to date Pete, I'm going to get a model. He still wants Kim back. This is like revenge.
It is awkward because if you look back, maybe I would go a year and a half ago, Pete Davidson had one of those like, oh, wow, I'm Pete Davidson in this moment where he's having dinner with Kanye and Jay-Z and in a New York City restaurant. So it's like it is such a weird. And then over the weekend, too, I'm sure you saw it, like people, fans of Kim's and the whole Kardashian clan were looking at Kris Jenner's karaoke party and they saw a little glimpse of like blonde hair and they were like, oh, Pete was there, you know.
It is
insane how it just Can I tell you a theory I've been thinking about, Rob Schuter? And this is just a theory, my theory alone. So as we know, before Kim Kardashian took over as hosted SNL for the second episode of the new season, there was the stories that Kris Jenner and Lauren Michaels sat down to have a discussion. You really don't hear Lauren Michaels sitting down with, you know, Brad Pitt or George Clooney or hosts of SNL to discuss, you know, normally it's an email thing.
Yes.
Part of me thinks that this might be a little bit fabricated of what we're all falling into with Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
I love a conspiracy. I'm not sure I'd go that far, although he does need permission from SNL, from NBC, to be on Kim's new reality show, which is on ABC Hulu. It's not on It's not on E, which is part of the family. It's on a different network now, and he's got a contract.
What about his hair? What about just his hair?
And he was here this weekend. What I did find suspicious, and I want your opinion about, Garrett, is why were there no Kim and Pete jokes on Saturday night?
I was waiting for I had the whole weekend update planned out. I'm telling you, Rob Schuter, I was envisioning Pete Davidson sitting down, Colin Jost brings him in and goes, "So, Pete, how was your week?" And he goes, "You tell me, because everybody else knows. A guy can't even go get some pizza without being front page news."
He did it with Ariana Grande. He did it when he dated Ariana. They made fun of him all the time. It
and must Kate have been, Beckinsale and, I mean, Larry David's daughter. Why not this weekend
so
when everyone was talking
decision.
About
there's
it?
There's a conscious decision not to talk about it. This brings us to our poll question of the day. Kanye West says that Kim Kardashian is, quote, "still my wife." Does he really mean that, or is he just upset that she's been hanging out with Pete? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. What are you working on, Garrett?
Well, another busy weekend, too. Let's talk sports, because, you know, we're known for sports here on the Naughty But Nice show. But so, as you know, last week, Aaron Rodgers, who is in the Allstate commercials all over the place, and he played for the Green Bay Packers, also engaged or married,
engaged.
I'm quite not sure, engaged to Cheyenne Woodley, who is a movie star.
I think it's Shailene Woodley.
Shailene. It's like tomato, tomato when I say it. Every other time, I say it incorrectly. So so Shailene actually came, I guess, to her husband's defense or fiance's defense by posting this cryptic message, because the story was Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID-19 and caused a stir because he said he was vaccinated. Turns out he wasn't vaccinated. He took the advice of Joe Rogan. It's a slippery slope from there. But here's what Shailene said, too. So Shailene took to Instagram, and then it was kind of it was taken away. So then it was like, did it ever happen? But she said, "Calm seas may bring you peace, but the storms are where you'll find your power." Very, I mean, it is a very nice
poetry.
Quote.
It
mean, it should be in books. Then it was deleted. So then it got kind of like, are you deleting it because Aaron Rodgers told you to? Are you deleting it because of the backlash you're receiving? Because it's not looking good for Aaron Rodgers right now. So it's kind of interesting just to see this all play out right in front of our eyes. You know, there's some celebrities like Ed Sheeran who just did what he had to do. That's it. You don't hear anything. Aaron Rodgers, different story.
Yeah, it is. Now, she's going on to say, actually, she's calling people out because she's denying that she deleted this cryptic Instagram message. She's pointing out that actually they do self-delete in 24 hours when you put up an Instagram story.
So but it was deleted before then, though.
That's the problem here. It's very, very tricky. It feels to me like she's being a little bit too coy, a little bit too smart, which is what
she's
celebrities
taking
do
Kanye's
all the time.
Advice. When they she's put taking up these Kanye's advice of just tell the story and just act like it never happened.
Yeah, putting up these cryptic messages don't really work. There's obviously a big scandal around Aaron Rodgers at the moment. She is engaged to him. A lot of people are sort of blaming her too, because she's spoken out a lot about her natural lifestyle and her decisions not to receive medication from doctors in the past. But yeah, to put up this really sort of poetic sentence and then it deletes itself, but that's where she's got herself in trouble. It did delete before the 24 hours. So unless she has some sort of special
Nope, Rob Shooter, we're all dummies. We're all dummies. We don't know how Instagram works.
Yes, well, basically she said, she's like, you're all so silly. I'm laughing over here. And quote, you're determined to make a story out of nothing. Grasping at straws, my dear, is what she writes. There's something very strange here, Shailene. Shailene, stop being so coy.
You know what I saw over the weekend? A great funny meme. So Joe Rogan is what to men is what Gwyneth Paltrow is to women.
Joe Rogan. Let's move along with some more news from the weekend. What did Sarah Jessica Parker have to say? She's on the new cover of Vogue, looking fabulous.
Yes. Agreed. So here's the interesting thing. We know the ladies of Sex and the City are getting older. They're not the same age as they were almost 20 years ago when they first started Sex and the City. So of course people are coming out and going, how dare they get older? And I get it. And it's not like Sarah Jessica Parker is denying it. She's actually going with it, but she's slamming those people that are saying, how dare you try to keep that Sex and the City appeal. And they're not acting like they're 20. They're not acting like they're 30. They're acting their age in the show and probably another movie, because we know how this works. Mm-hmm. But she's slamming all those critics that are just, you know, bashing them for ageism, which is a funny word just to say ageism. But it's interesting because you and I are fans of the show. We know they're not faking it. So it's like, who are you to judge this? This is like saying if the Friends reunion came back and going, how dare they age? How dare Jennifer Aniston? Well, Jennifer Aniston doesn't age at all. But how dare you, Courtney Cox age?
Right.
It's just so silly and stupid.
So she was referring to a photograph of her and actually Andy Cohen. They were out together, spotted having lunch. She wasn't even filming the show. She was having lunch with her friend and she was rocking her natural grey locks. I thought she looked great. And she said the following to Vogue, quote, I'm sitting with Andy Cohen and he has a full head of grey hair, which she says is quite exquisite. And she said, why is it okay for him? But yet, people come after me. She's like, it's not like I don't know what I look like. It's not like you're pointing something out that I don't know. I'm aging.
I don't know if you know this.
It always makes me crazy when people point out the obvious, particularly when it's something that is happening to you too. We're all growing older, and I think the joy of this Sex and the City is it's going to be looking at women in their 50s and their 60s.
Right,
and
exactly.
And instead of just missing this chapter in people's lives, Sarah went on to say, you love us when we're 30 and then we're the golden girls. And there's nothing in between, and there's many, many chapters in our lives. I think if this show has any chance of being a hit, it's because they're leaning into the truth.
Rob Shooter, how funny would it be if these ladies take the Sex and the City franchise and then morph into the Golden Girls, like the show? You know what I mean?
But a modern 20 or 30 or 40 years, they could do that. But at the minute, they're not the Golden Girls. They're in their 50s. They're full of life. They can rock around town. I have friends in their 50s and their 60s who are fantastic, vibrant people. We can't just write off women in their 50s and their 60s because we don't do it to men. She's right about that. She was sitting next to Andy Cohen, who has a full head of grey hair. He's like sitting next to Anderson Cooper. And they're like, oh, Rob Shooter, you've got two grey hairs. I'm like, duh. Look, I'm like, I don't get it. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Hilaria Baldwin is once again on social media. I'm not sure that this is a right move for her, but on Sunday she took to Instagram to talk about trauma. So she shared a video compilation and it showed her family spending time with her kids, including her two youngest infants. And then she seemingly discussed people's reluctance to get help from others following trauma. She said, quote, the more I heal, the more convinced I am that the greatest tool to heal is people. People who sit with us in our darkest hours. People who hear us when we cry for help. It's the ultimate balm to the open wounds of trauma. Yes, I do think she's actually right. I don't think this is the moment to be telling it. What do you think, Gary?
You're right. Yeah, no, it's so she posts something like that, right? And you're like, okay, wow. And then the next story is her, you know, hanging out with cows. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just like, are you looking for attention, right? Or are you sincere about it? That's the thing. Like, she could feel however she wants, but be genuine. That's all I think people are looking for.
Yeah, be genuine. This one doesn't feel genuine, Hilaria. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Bum, bum, bum.
Thank you very much, Garrett. So on Friday's show, we talked about Bethany Frankel, who thinks that Pete Davidson's penis shoots diamonds. That's what she said. Is she right? 53% said no. That's not the reason everybody loves Pete. The reason they love him actually isn't about sex or diamonds. It's that he is funny. I agree with the majority here. I think it's
easy. But let's
easy.
Talk about that 47%, though, that do think he shoots diamonds.
I think there's something sexual about him. There's definitely that. But I think his biggest superpower here is he's just a funny guy. Never,
oh, 100%.
Ever underestimate the power of making people laugh. I think it's such an amazing quality, and a quality that I personally find so attractive. Funny guys, funny girls are just the best. So we don't agree with Bethany. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Oh. So Wicked is being turned into a movie, going from the stage to the big screen,
boom,
too. So Kristen Chenoweth, as we know, was in the original Wicked on stage and Broadway, and actually has given her cast a good spell, let's just say, on Ariana Grande, who was cast in the movie to play the role that she played on stage. And they took to Instagram to show a lot of love to each other. And he goes, I'm not so this is what she said. I'm not sure if I've ever been this proud from the very first day I met you, talking about Ariana Grande, of course. You were destined for this role. So that's what Kristen Chenoweth said to Ariana Grande on Instagram. And the interesting part is Ariana Grande actually met Kristen when she was on stage in Broadway, you know, doing one of those things where I love this role. When I grow up, I want to be you. And now she's kind of like mirror imaging what she envisioned when she was just a little girl.
It's amazing. That's right. When she was a little girl, she saw Kristen in Wicked. She went backstage. They took a picture, and now she's going to be playing Glenda the Good Witch in the film version, nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest...
Would you be the Good Witch? Would you be the Good Witch, or would I be the Good Witch?
Actually, if you watch the musical, the Good Witch turns out to be something that you don't expect. I'm not going to say any more.
Oh, well, yeah, all right. No spoilers. Movie's not us.
Now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Maria Shriver is encouraging Chris Pratt following a recent backlash against a post. So Maria is giving her son-in-law support amid the social media backlash. Maria, who is the mother to Chris's wife, Catherine, told the actor to ignore all the criticism and praised him for being just great. So critics saw a comment that Chris made as a dig against his ex-wife and even his 9-year-old son, Jack, who was born prematurely and has had a few health complications. In the post, Shriver wrote the following quote, "I love you, Chris. Keep being your wonderful self. Rise above it. Your kids love you, your family loves you, and your wife loves you. What a beautiful life. I'm so proud of you." She goes on to remind him that he is a good man, a good father, and a great husband. This was a misstep by Chris, but I don't think he meant any harm by the post he put up. And so we're with you, Maria Shriver. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Oh,
you
Rob,
get a
Rob,
Rob,
Robs.
Kindness can become its own motive. We are made kind by being kind. It is that easy. If you want to be a doctor, it's going to take you years and years of studying. If you want to run a marathon, it's going to take you a lot of time practicing. You can be kind today, within a minute. Because you know what? You are kind by being kind. Stop thinking about why and start thinking about when and to whom you are going to be kind today. Who are you going to be kind to today, Garrett?
You, Rob Shooter.
Good answer. I'm going to be kind to me, too. It works like that, too. You can be kind to yourself. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rom and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty...
If you're going to be naughty...
You've got to be.
You've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Take care.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.